All stations, all stations, all call signs. This is Wrecker Actual, over. Stand by for transmission. Prepare to copy. This is American Vindicta.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, well, welcome to American Vindicta. This is episode 76. I have a tremendous amount of news that's out there, and I feel almost unprepared because there's so much that we need to touch on. Yesterday for episode 75, we were talking about the neo-Nazi claim that Putin has in Ukraine. Now, it is interesting, there are neo-Nazis in Ukraine that we do know of, and our government is funding them. To what extent, I don't know. I think many of you out there will do your own research, and I implore you to do your own research. Let's have our own best investigative look at this. Since the government's not going to give us what we need, well, then it's up to us to do it and to set it right. Here's the takeaway. Almost 70 years ago, due to Nazi Germany, we encountered ourselves invading into Europe, defeating the Nazis as much as possible upon the ending of World War II, and you would have thought that the Nazi regime would have died. But during that point in time, especially during Operation Barbarossa, which was the failed attempt of Heinrich Himmler trying to lead the charge into Russia, which was initially something that Adolf Hitler wanted. They had a dream of moving eastward and claiming land for the Aryan race, for the German people. And they saw the people of Russia, Slavics, as a lesser inferior people. And it's kind of interesting because, you know, Ukraine, you are a Slavic nation. Ukraine joined for the majority of that operation and also joined in the atrocity of that operation. Now, that operation failed, and because of that we got the scorched earth. And what we see now are the remnants of neo-Nazism that are still very much alive today. I can't for the life of me understand the logic here. We're fighting Russia, Putin, communism, and then we're supporting neo-Nazis in Ukraine. Now, do not let the media and the politicians lie to you. There are non-government organizations and good patriotic men and women of America who support the people of Ukraine. But the government here supports the government of Ukraine. Something that Vladimir Putin claimed is filled with neo-Nazis. So let's have a look at that. First off, we have the Azov Battalion. Now, there's been some notoriety in the news lately about the Azov Battalion, but let's just give you a little bit of a taste of who these people are. The Azov Special Operations Detachment, the Azov Regiment, or the Azov Battalion, the Azov Detachment, as they sometimes are referred to, is a right-wing extremist neo-Nazi paramilitary unit of the National Guard of Ukraine. The National Guard of Ukraine has a neo-Nazi unit, about 900 men that are volunteers. Now, the unit, the Azov Battalion, is based in Mariupol, Ukraine, in the Azov Sea coastal region. Azov initially formed as a volunteer militia in May 2014 and has since been fighting Russian separatist forces in the Donbas War. Now, that region of the Donbas is where we hear so much rhetoric coming out of from Putin about wanting to control this area, and that is where the Russian separatists are fighting the Azov Battalion, but also the Ukrainian military that's fighting the separatists there as well. I have a hunch that if we do see any type of atrocity, if we do see any type of genocide, human rights violation, that are at a large level genocidal, I guess, it will come from this area. Now, it'll come from this area. More than likely, it'll come from the Azov Battalion. These are the same groups of people that we have given weapons to, training to, money to, supported with logistics, intelligence, three-letter named agencies are out there helping them. The problem is we don't know exactly what all is happening. Now, we, as the American people, we do not align ourselves with the Azov Battalion. I denounce the Azov Battalion as I denounce Vladimir Putin, as I denounce Joe Biden. This is a battle of evils, okay? We're caught in the middle of it. The people of Ukraine are caught in the middle of it, but the people of Russia are caught in the middle of it, too. Recently, as some of you may be aware, Visa and MasterCard services, along with many other different services out there, eBay and Amazon, and banks, are pulling out all their services away from these people, stranding them. What do they use to buy food? What do they use to pay bills? They will be forced to go another route. We will be forcing them into the welcoming embrace of the Communist Chinese Party. And that's going to spell for much danger later in this war. This war currently is in Ukraine. It may very well wind up in the United States if we are not careful of what we are doing. I have not seen any actual levels of diplomacy lately. As you may be aware, today at about 10:45, President Joe Biden has canceled the Russian oil that we have been buying at, I think, 680,000 barrels a day or a week, some crazy number like that. So that's going to put more strain on the economy. That's going to put more strain on the petroleum services, so your oil refineries, your pipelines, your workers out there. It's going to compound everything together into this one great big giant problem. We may very soon be looking at $10 a gallon for gas. I said about 2 weeks ago, maybe 3 weeks ago, that the projections were gas was estimated to be at close to $7 a gallon within the next month or so. Many of you across the United States are facing $6 or higher in gas. Here in Texas, we're in the fours now, at least in my area, in the DFW area. Back home where I'm from in East Texas, it's already higher than that. How many of you can sustain that for very long and still go to work? Joe Biden says that we have to endure this. He said he's going to do his best to alleviate the pain at the pump. But do you believe him? I don't. I don't believe him at all. I think he's full of crap. I think he just did one of the final nails in the coffin to the U.S. economy. Because when gas goes up, food goes up. So now can you not only expect to pay more at the pump, expect to pay more at the grocery store? And we're all pulling out of this economic depression that was COVID for 2 years. Many of you still don't have jobs. Many of you are recovering from a loss of a job or having to pull out money to help fund other things or to help other people. This will affect us all. It won't affect the politicians. It won't affect Joe Biden. But he will damn us all into a war that should not be anything to do with us. Look, I don't agree with Russia invading Ukraine. I don't. I don't want to see anyone hurt or harmed. I don't want to see our military service members thrown into the teeth of war. Because every time it happens, we are ground up, chewed up, and spit out. And yeah, we might get a little American flag waved in front of our face. And, you know, you may get your disability rating as a veteran. But what of those who don't come home? What about the ones who don't come home here, mentally? And then suicide spikes. Violence in the home spikes. Irrational behavior spikes because now service members coming back from a war are being put on hallucinogenic, psychotropic-like drugs, which that never helps anybody. Put yourself in the shoes of a Ukrainian right now. You are fleeing your country that's being bombarded and invaded by Russia. The gangs now have guns thanks to Volodymyr Zelensky, the president of Ukraine, who was just willy-nilly handing out a gun to anyone who will take one. Parts of the military and the police force of Ukraine are stopping travelers that are trying to escape to Poland and others. And the men are being pulled out of their vehicles and forced into a war, a conscripted army. Now, a conscripted army never really becomes that strategically strong because the training is not there. And, you know, it's not just the training, but learning what your men that you've trained with, learning their attributes, you know, when you go into a room for room clearing. I know typically my partners will either button hook or they'll cross. You know, that's room clearing, right? And you have various different types of rooms and techniques and all that other cool stuff. But for those who don't know what to do, they freeze at the fatal funnel right there at the doorway. And that's where most of the killings, you know, typically happens, is right there. So for the conscripted army that is now going to be forced to have to fight against a professionally trained army, I think we'll be facing or seeing something that is more than just a guerrilla warfare, something that is more than just what we did in Iraq and Afghanistan. You know, because the Ukrainians are funded by NATO. Ukrainians are funded by the U.S. That will make for a little bit of an aggressive enemy, but for how long? Claims are now from the Ukrainian government that Russia has lost over 11,000 service members since February 24th of the invasion. Imagine 11,000 within 2 weeks. Here's the problem. Who do we believe? Volodymyr Zelensky, the U.S., NATO, or Russia? It's hard to get a source of information that's accurate, but we can at least label who the players are. And one of the players is a neo-Nazi movement that is within the National Guard. And there are others out there. Right off the top of my head, we have the Narodny Rukh People's Movement. They're considered a ultra-right-wing movement, like the Azov Battalion. Svoboda. That's another right-wing group. The Right Sector, that's another ultra-nationalist group. Previously, in World War II, funded by the Nazis, and then prior to World War II, funded by the United States through the OSS, which is now the CIA. So does Vladimir Putin have a point that there are neo-Nazis within Ukraine? Yes, he has a valid point. Does he have valid concern?
Well, if you look at the atrocities in World War II at Operation Barbarossa, the Russians, whenever they finally were pulled into this war, and I think they only fought for maybe 2 years, 3 years, they lost over 10 million soldiers while fighting the Nazis. Over 10 million soldiers. Not to include tanks, light utility vehicles. Just imagine if America lost 10 million service members. We don't even have that. At any point in time, we may have a million or a little less active duty. And out of that, maybe 10,000, no more than 20,000 are trained in combat arms. It would be ground forces for a strategic attack. So the fact that the Russians lost so many, and the estimates in general, if you look at also just how many men, women, and children were killed in Operation Barbarossa, you know, the estimates get up to 20 million, 26 million, I think. Russia has a point. Now, I'm not a Russian apologist. I'm just doing my best to read history. Russia has a point to have a grievance against neo-Nazi movements, fascist movements, even though, I mean, it is Russia. You know, between the oligarchs and the KGB and the communists and the mafia, you know, Russia itself is responsible for many atrocities amongst its own people. Namely, Joseph Stalin killed over 30 million of his own people. And some of the estimates are higher than that. So this is an interesting war. It's a war between two squabbling lovers. Ukraine wants to be independent. Russia wants Ukraine for its own again. Vladimir Putin is old. Supposedly he has cancer. He has nothing to lose at this point, which makes him a very dangerous man. And you would think strategically, to have a dangerous man that we claim to be a dictator and a tyrant and a communist, well, why would we then employ this man by funding his own Nord Stream 1 or 2, OPEC, his oil kingdom that he has? I mean, he's a wealthy billionaire. And now we shut off that access finally. But will that stop Russia in their engagements in Ukraine? Probably not. Will that slow down the movement of Russia throughout Ukraine? Maybe not. If anything, it may embolden them. I think it won't be too long until we have boots on the ground in Ukraine. I'm waiting for that false flag. I'm waiting for that moment in time when the Ukrainian government either stages something, slips up and Zelensky is finally assassinated, or else genocide, and then that will invite U.S. troops in. Now, Marjorie Taylor Greene was just recently on InfoWars today, and she was talking about the omnibus bill, that is being passed, I think within a day or two from now, in Congress. And part of that bill will have a lot of money, millions or billions, that is going to be levied to send troops to Ukraine. That's what she said. Now, fact check me. I may have got that a little slipped up, but I believe that's what she said. So the eventuality is coming for a United States intervention into Ukraine. God help us, because we don't know who the bad guy is or who the good guy is anymore. We fund neo-Nazi movements. This is a very strange time that we live in. I just want to read to you the articles of what the mainstream media is now posting about the Azov Battalion. USA Today, this is from 3 days ago. A regiment in Ukraine's military was founded by white supremacists. Now it's battling Russia on the front lines. The Jerusalem Post. Did the infamous Azov Battalion inspire Putin's denazification claim? Global Times. Evidence suggests the U.S. may have supported neo-Nazi Azov Battalion. We absolutely did. Al Jazeera. Ukraine fighters grease bullets with pig's blood and other stuff. Pig fat. They grease their bullets against the Chechens, who are soon to be coming into fighting against the Azov Battalion. This is what's funny. Is even Snopes is trying to say that this is not accurate. Whatever you do, folks, if you go to look up something or fact check something on the internet and Snopes.com pops up, just ignore it. They're full of crap. Here we go. This is from TheIntercept.com. Facebook allows praise of neo-Nazi Ukrainian battalion if it's if it fights Russian invasion. So, men like my grandfathers who fought in World War II against the Nazis, and all of your relatives and ancestors who did that, that greatest generation, every man that we lost in that war, every POW that were in the concentration camps, in the death camps, horrifically tortured, raped, murdered, their homes were liquidated and looted. Now, Meta, or Facebook, is going to give them a platform to speak. Whose side do you think they're on? They're not on our side. These are the same people who promoted Black Lives Matter, who promoted Antifa, who took the money from George Soros, who bailed out criminals and felons who were attacking law enforcement. Now they're funding neo-Nazis. Do you get the big picture yet? When I go on and on about this eventuality or potential of Red Dawn in America, this is a multi-pronged attack. It's not going to be the Ruskies jumping in from orbit and parachuting down into some whoever cares Colorado town. This won't be the North Koreans, which originally was the Chinese. I had a listener of mine send that to me, informed me about that, so I can't remember who it is that sent it, but thank you. And thank you to everyone who's been listening to this podcast. We're now on YouTube, recording right now. Posted the first one for episode 75 on the American Vindicta Show YouTube channel last night. That was an interesting task. I am not tech savvy, so that took me a while. But let's see how long we last. How long will YouTube allow us to talk about Nazis and denounce them and everyone who supports them? Like Facebook, Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, Justin Trudeau. 3 months ago, Justin Trudeau's military was sending advisors and speaking with the Azov Battalion. You know what's really interesting about that? Is the Deputy Premier of Canada, it was either her father or her grandfather, was also a Nazi. When I talk about connecting the dots, one day we'll have to do like a Glenn Beck chalkboard of all this. But there's too many dots to connect. There's too many names to throw out there. I'll just go ahead and just label it like this. The left supports, openly supports, communism and neo-Nazis. They support abortion. They're anti-police. They're anti-government, real government. They're anti-fathers, strong fathers. They're anti-strong mothers. They want to take your child and manipulate their brain and turn them into the next revolutionary. They promote pedophilia and drug addiction. They are promoters of evil. They call good evil and evil good. They say, those of you who have your Bible, this great, big, beautiful book right here, I'm the bad guy because I believe in my Bible. As Obama said, I cling to my Bible and guns. Well, I do. And you won't take my guns out of my cold, dead, damn hands, will they be pried. Joe Biden wants them. He wants your guns. He talked about it on the State of the Union. He's going to come after magazines. He's going to come after guns. So what do I make of that when I have a president who wants to disarm the populace and fund the Nazis? As I and Mark Twain occasionally say, history may not repeat itself, but it does rhyme. America, we got red dawned from within. The Russians, the communists from China, the big bankers, foreign interests, they have manipulated and bought off our politicians. They have manipulated and bought off our preachers. People don't know this, but many of you going to church right now are 501c3, bought for by the government. I guess it doesn't matter, does it? Because to many of you who go to these churches, when's the last time you heard that pastor or preacher or reverend speak about sin and going to hell? These people are more than willing to turn us against one another. They'll use their form of Christ to do it. They'll condemn you for not supporting the Nazis. They'll condemn you for not supporting racial injustice or critical race theory. You and you other parents, don't you dare show up at our steps and protest against the government. We know what's best for your kids. We've heard them say that. And we've also heard them bringing in transsexuals for the tranny story time hour, many of which are pedophiles. Huh. Who would have ever imagined? This show is called American Vindicta. This is my vindicta. This is my vengeance against them. This is my internal conflict that I have with evil. I can't just let this go. I can't just look the other way. I have to speak out about it. I am still in this fight. I may carry a sword in a different manner than my previous profession, but I have refused to drop that sword. How many of you out there will join me? How many of you out there will continue to prep, to continue to get in shape, go to the range, continue to get more proficient at your firearms training? Continue to read books, become smarter, learn of history, actually educate your children. Not just let them be dissolved into looking into this machine called the tablet or the computer or the TV. Because it does exactly what it was meant to do. It's a distraction device. And it's a corrupting device. Because of the BS that's being put out by politicians right now, the youth of America is looking into something like this, this tablet. And they are only skimming the surface of what they need to know. And then they go on about their merry day. They show up at the next protest, yet they don't know what it means. They chant the next chant, but yet they don't understand the background behind it. That's how Black Lives Matter joined built upon itself and became an army within itself, funded by George Soros lackeys and lawyers and DAs and crooked police. Yeah, I said it, crooked police. Not all police, but at least half of our politicians or more. These are the same politicians who kneeled for terrorists. These are the same politicians, mind you. Let's move on to the next topic. The same politicians who have recently let go a very famous person out of Guantanamo Bay. One of the 20th Guantanamo Bay hijackers of 9/11, sent home by the Biden administration and will get a mental health treatment from Saudi Arabia. There's his ugly face. Yeah. You read into the comments, they'll say he was tortured. Yeah, he probably was. They'll say that he was abused. Yeah, he most definitely was. Because at one point in time, if you attacked this country, we attacked you back. If you shed our innocent blood, we will shed yours. But America used to stand for something. We used to embrace this thing called freedom, and we fought for it dearly. Now, even though with the Iraq-Afghanistan wars, many of us were duped into that one. I see Ukraine as being the next Iraq war. Ukraine is a jumping-off point for whatever is happening next. I can't explain it. It's just a feeling. It's just a thought. It's me following the news. It's me connecting the dots. Ukraine is obviously a jumping-off point. Now, as the world has said, and as Zelensky has said, if we don't stop Russia, he won't stop until he gets to Latvia or Lithuania, take over the Baltic states, and then he'll take over Poland, and then push down into Europe. I don't know if that's true, maybe. I personally don't see it. Me personally. What I see is a narrative that is being wrote. This narrative has to be wrote in Ukrainian blood. And it has to be propagandized worldwide with the hopes that something bad enough can happen in Ukraine, like the taking over a nuclear power plant, which we don't know is fake or real anymore now. There is an atrocity waiting to happen. It's there. It's being chewed over and thought of. I don't know exactly how it's going to go, but Ukraine is a jumping off point. But I think very much the opposite of other people. I think Ukraine is the invitation into Russia. Now, hear me out on this one. And like I said, with all these speculations of mine, I really hope I'm wrong. Because if I'm right, it's going to mean a lot of people die. And I don't want that. I think NATO, or the UN and both, are going to be given an invitation to come into Ukraine, and they won't stop until they get to Moscow. Which is something General Patton in World War II said, after Berlin, we should have pushed all the way into Moscow. Maybe we should have. I mean, if we would have then followed Patton and then went after Stalin, the atrocity of the gulags may not have ever happened. But we can't live in the past and saying we can go back and what if. All we can do is speculate of the future and what will happen if we don't act now. But in order to act upon any type of military objective now, we must know history. We must know the historical groups. We did much research in Iraq between the Sunni and the Shia. We did much research into Afghanistan and all the different nations that attempted to conquer it and failed miserably. There at the end, whenever Russia was attempting to conquer Afghanistan, they ended up using chemical weapons and killing over 2 million people after the entire war was over. It just got so bad, they just left. I think we have a possibility, not a probability, but a possibility of a civil war happening in Russia, Putin being challenged by oligarchs, Putin and his family being hunted down and assassinated, which they will get... That will get into a very, very large fight because there are many, many Russians within the Russian military who support Putin and what he's doing. So you're going to have an internal conflict from the people and from the military. Like most dictators, that is what we see. But the last time America introduced itself into that type of conflict was Venezuela and Nicolas Maduro, who is a staunch ally of Russia, is still in power and still killing his own people. So the eventuality is this. If we go into Russia, because they do have nukes and they're not afraid to use it, it has to be a full force invasion. It will be a worldwide invasion upon a country of Russia in civil strife. I can see the potentiality of saying we can't allow these different separatist forces within Russia to gain a foothold within these nuclear yards and then to launch nuclear weapons indiscriminately. For that reason, we must go into Russia in order to stabilize Russia. Makes sense. We did it to Iraq. We did it to Libya. We tried to do it in Syria. We've done it in other countries. Why couldn't we do it to Russia? Because Russia is an advanced country, because they are a first world country, because they are a superpower, the world will have to do it. America will probably lead the charge with NATO. But who are Russia's allies? Like Turkey, Myanmar, North Korea, Venezuela, Cuba, Mexico, Pakistan, India, China. U.S. politicians, This comes into a big quagmire. A level of political theater that we've never seen before has to happen and unfold before us to give that big, great, giant excuse of war. Meantime, what I have been saying throughout all these episodes is I believe whenever the Democrats start losing themselves openly, very badly, for the midterm elections, conflict will rise. And considering the fact that I don't think the Democrats have a rat's chance in hell at obtaining a presidential election again, I think we will be in a war, a world war, before 2024. I think in conclusion with that, the United States will be crippled politically and economically, fractured. And because so many people rely upon every word of Donald Trump, if Donald Trump is taken out of power, arrested, dies of whatever reason, God hope he doesn't, or whatever scandal that comes up, like the current scandal against Melania, I think this nation would fracture even more. Because Donald Trump was a folk hero for America. Whether he did good things or not is irrelevant. Many of you speak in irrelevancies. The relevant conversation is that he was a political, ideological folk hero. And if we lose him, many people will lose that last bit of confidence within our government and our political system. So then, rebellion starts anew in America. So we could potentially have the next president in 2024, if the elections aren't suspended because of war, that could very well be the next United States president that will be fighting a world war in a civil war at home. At what point in time, if any of this crazy nonsense that I just said is true, at what point in time do you think America can dig its way out of that problem? How do we get taken off the world stage? A civil war. A world war. Nationwide blackout. A destroyed economy, a fractured nation to where a brother is a versus brother. Hell, the mask did that. The election for Joe Biden did that. The riots did that. And something that hurts me personally is to see how the United States has turned against the police force. I'm a staunch supporter of the police. Do not ever think that I'm not. I am very judgmental and hard upon the police. As a former brother in blue, it is my standing to do that, to be critical. We must at all times within law enforcement do our damnedest to keep our hands clean and away from this political filth. But look what happened in 2020. Look at how many of your professional law enforcement officers, supervisors, DAs, the Attorney General, the Presidents, they all aligned themselves with a terrorist group that has a communist foundation. The same people who support neo-Nazis. You may not have known it then, but now you know it now. I hope every one of you supervisors, you elected officials, I hope you denounce that now. You probably won't, though. America, we have been given over. We have been given over to our sins, and now we will reap what we have sowed. I'm not saying tomorrow is Armageddon. There's a lot of other stuff that has to happen before that. All I can tell you is that The America you knew a couple years ago is not the America you live in now, and it ain't never coming back. Donald Trump won't bring it back. I have nothing against Donald Trump. I hope he runs again, and I hope either him or Ron DeSantis or someone like Marjorie Taylor Greene or some of these other influential, patriotic politicians who keep to the oath of the Constitution, I hope they stay in power and then can find themselves at the head of that power. We need God-fearing men and women who love this country to be within the seat of power. Why do you think Joe Biden was put into power now? Joe Biden is as corrupt as they come. Look at all the videos him saying the N-word over and over and over again in the 70s and the 80s. Where are you at, black community? Are you going to denounce them? See, the problem is a lot of this is ran by the corrupt young youth within the white race within America, because every corner that they look, there's something racist or misogynistic against them. It's a very well thought out plan to turn our youth against its own people, to confuse them through emotions and to deny factual evidence. When I look up something for research, I do not go based off of emotions. Leading by the heart sometimes will get you very caught up in bad places. I want to know factual evidence. I want to know the reasonable suspicion that crime is afoot. I want to know the probable cause that crime had occurred. I want to know the steps. I want to know the jurisdictional links in between people. I don't need fluff. You don't need fluff. That's what mainstream media is. That's why they lie to you every day. They corrupt your mind. They corrupt your emotions. You're not taught true history. This channel, American Vindicta, is here to teach you true history. That's what this whole thing was based off of. Giving you a factual, historical, evidentiary-based platform. History is ugly. History is hard. It's hard to swallow sometimes the atrocities that we humans have enacted upon one another. That's why it's so important to pay attention to history so we don't do it again. In my Bible, in my beliefs, we are all created equal. Many people who know me know for a fact that I believe that. But yet, because I have a rebel flag on my arm, some of them think that I'm a racist. And I am not. But these are the same people who align themselves with Black Lives Matter. And just look at the history of Black Lives Matter from 2020. Look at the racial rhetoric, the injustice that happened at every one of those riots. Look how many people died. Look how many people were maimed. How many businesses, small businesses, the mom and pop shops that were ransacked, destroyed. Not one politician stood up and denounced it from the left. And I will say this. Beware of people bearing false patriotism. Especially from the left. There are a few out there. There's a female congressman. She may be former now, but she's on Fox News all the time. Ran as president. Still a Democrat. Still support all this crap. You still support abortion. If you don't, then say it. Leave the party. Make an open announcement about it. America, we're not dumb. We're deceived. But now that you have known the truth, if you continue to believe the lie, then you are dumb. That's a hard pill to swallow. How many of you were frantic whenever you couldn't watch football? How many of you were frantic that you couldn't go to the bars? How many of you were upset when you saw your democratic leaders doing exactly what they told you not to? Rules for thee, but not for me. Did it piss you off? Did you get a little indignation about it, a little vindicta about it? You should. In this country, all men are created equal. We all abide by the United States Constitution. Following that, the Bill of Rights, all given to us by the Declaration of Independence. Men and women who fought and died for this country, what would they think of this country now? It's a sad fact of life that we have been willfully deceived. What's going to be worse is when we do nothing about it. Grandstanding, hell, me sitting here on a microphone and complaining, is that really doing anything about it? Eventually, we're going to have to. I don't know what that looks like, but I know it's ugly. It's probably going to be bloody. If we allow the corruption of the communists and the neo-Nazis and the Marxists and the Leninists, the socialists, the New World Order elitists, if we allow that corruption to completely seek its roots all the way down into the marrow of America, the only way that you're ever going to get out of that is ripping the tares from the wheat. And if you read the Bible, they get stacked and burned. Just like all the communist countries do to their own people. Stacking bodies and burning them. Stacking bodies into shallow graves. Children, men, women, elderly, didn't matter. As Joseph Stalin said, no man, no problem. Joseph Stalin, at one point, the darling of the New York Times. I haven't plugged anything yet. If you need precious metals, go to stevequayle.com. Renaissance Precious Metals. If you need survival equipment for your preparatory needs, visit mountain-state-survival.com. Give Jeff's website a peek. Try and support the small mom-and-pop shops the best you can, like Jeff's website. He's a good Christian man, and he's wanting to make sure that his neighbors are prepared. It's a very honorable attribute within somebody. So please support Jeff's website. Give him a little bit of traffic. We have the great Robert Griswold, ready-made resources. If you need night vision, helmets, and all that other stuff, you need to learn how to survive, you need to give Bob a call before it's too late. And Bob's probably going to tell you it may be too late. So, you still have time to prepare. I suggest you do it. If you need a bulk item of food, My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is an industry leader within this country at preparing people. They have prepared millions of people across this country. Good, tasting food. It's easy. It's stored in a bucket. You can throw it in your freaking closet. You can throw it into your car if anything bad is happening. And now you got food and now you're leaving. The Bible ends up telling us that on one of these really, really bad days, you're not going to be able to go back into your house. You're going to drop your equipment in the field and run for your life. Plan accordingly, so that on the day that that happens, you're not scrounging through your pantry and throwing food into garbage bags. Plan now for those times. I'm not saying spend every dime that you have. And I'm not saying, even though these affiliates of mine sponsor me to and pay me to say this, if you can't afford that, go to Dollar General. Go to Walmart, as much as I hate to say that. Prepare accordingly. Get your food, get your water, get your flashlight, your batteries, your sleeping bags, etc. Because if the power gets cut off in America and we go through a winter storm, you're going to be in a world of hurt if you're not prepared. TheAmericanVindictaShow.com. If you have a question for me, email me. Go to TheAmericanVindictaShow.com. There's a section there where you can email me for whatever questions you have. Eventually, I want you to all start compiling these questions for me, and I will pick the 10 best on Friday and we'll go over them, and I'll do my best to answer them on air. Many of you that are very dedicated to emailing me, thank you very much. And to all of you who have supported me, thank you very much from the bottom of my heart. There's more to come. This show, this program, whatever it is that I'm doing, that God has me doing right now, there is more to follow from this. I don't know where this path leads me, but I'm heading straight for the enemy. I'm not going to be deterred, and I'm not going to be denied this course. So if you like this program, you want to support me, there's a donation button that's on the American Vindictive Show .com. Shameful plug for me. But this is how I make my money now. So, God is going to see me through this mission. Like I said, I don't know where it's going or how it's going to end up. I just know that this is the path that I'm walking. I hope many of you will join me in this path. Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Doug Thornton. You've been listening to American Vindicta. I'm out. All stations, all call signs. Prepare for transmission. This is Wrecker Actual. Dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves, but rather give place unto wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine. I will repay, saith the Lord. End of transmission.